Blog Talk Radio.
Hurry into Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all... Hurry into Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all cozy crew necks and fabulous Fair Isles. Hurry, it's just one day only, today, at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry, ends tonight. Valid 2/18, excludes in-store clearance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So we are going to jump right in to the first Let's Talk About It talking point of the show. And it's related to empathy and sympathy. So, what do you notice when I say those words, empathy and sympathy? And how many of you relate to yourself as an empath? So, what is an empath? Well, from my interesting point of view, an empath is a highly sensitive person who tends to heal and or show great concern for others by moving into their world and agreeing and aligning to and resisting and reacting to their stories and what they are told to you with the intention of helping them cope and deal with these plaguing problems. That's what an empath tends to do. Can you relate to that? Do you find yourself to be an empath? And are you that person that people gravitate to when they have problems? I'm definitely in the profession of that, right? And do they and you expect you to heal and help them by sympathizing and empathizing with their struggles. But do you ever find that you're the one left saddened, anxious, drained by the experience? Well, this reality really encourages us to come from a sympathetic and empathetic point of view as a way to show that we care. Yet what's amazing about that is not only does it not create more, it actually creates less, but it does create more suffering for you and for the other person. So there has to be something else, right? Because this way of empathy and sympathy seems pretty insane. So before we go on to looking at another possibility, I'm going to share a depiction of both sympathy and empathy so you have a better picture of it. In fact, I use this a lot of times with my clients in session. So say you're walking down the street and you hear someone yell for help and you notice that this person is in a hole. Feel really bad for this person. So you jump into the hole to try to help them out. Then you realize, I'm stuck in the hole now with this person and we're both stuck. That is referred to as sympathy. So basically, this is where you agree and align with the person's story. As a result, not only are they still feeling bad, but you are now too, which negatively impacts both of you by not only reinforcing the heavy negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions this person is suffering with, but you end up suffering too. Okay, so say you're walking down the street again, and again you hear someone yell for help. And you see that this person's in a hole, but this time instead of jumping into the hole with them, you decide to throw them a rope and pull them out instead. This is called empathy. So when you empathize with someone, you may not be pulled into their story entirely. However, you still end up agreeing and aligning with them as a way to justify how horrible it must be. And in turn, though, it keeps that person in the limitation of the negativity. It really doesn't provide what we're looking to create. So, have you ever considered another way? Well, here we go. So, say you're walking down the street again, and again you hear someone yelling for help. You see that this person's in a hole. But instead of jumping in or throwing them a rope. This time you simply stand at the edge of the hole and you say to them, hey, I've got your back. Whatever and however you choose to get out, you've got my support. And I have the utmost confidence that you figure it out. Whatever you require, I'm here to support you on. And if you'd like my point of view, I'd be happy to share it. But otherwise, I have the utmost confidence you'll find the lightest way to choose to get out. It's a choice. And this, my friends, is what you can use instead of sympathy and empathy. It's a conscious space of being. And it is a way to be in the space of others in a way that invites them to a greater possibility of choice, of change, of being, perceiving, and knowing that there's something greater. It's a space of empowerment that allows others to get clear on what it is that they would like to create and what would work for them. It's not a hierarchical position like sympathy and empathy end up being. It's an honoring of space, and it's an honoring of you and the other person by acknowledging and empowering them to know that they already know what they require to know as a way to generate and create and sustain what they're looking to change. So by having someone's back, it allows you, the healer, to maintain you and your space of being without it being at the expense of you. So it ends up being a win-win for both of you. You can facilitate from that space. You can be part of the contribution. It really allows everyone to be in a conscious space of choice and change and possibilities. And how does it get any better than that? So anything and everything that won't allow you to be that space of being for you and for other and to have their back, let's clear that now. So take a deep breath in with all the heaviness that blocks you from being that, and now release it, allowing for you to be the space that will allow someone else to have choice and possibilities. Wow, thank you for that. So just be aware of the difference of having someone's back, as well as empathy and sympathy, and that there's a greater way to care and be in a caring space for someone. Which this now segues us into the next section of the show, which I'm always excited to talk about. And it's the conscious relationship portion. So I'd like to share with you again a small excerpt from the chapter of the book I wrote from. And the name of the book, the title is Relationships Done Easy, Creating Delicious Possibilities. Again, I always love that title. It makes me giggle. But as I've shared with you in the last couple episodes, my chapter titled Traveling the Seven Seas, Seven Components to Generating, Creating, and Sustaining Conscious Relationships, explores in detail relationships from a conscious way of being, and we will discuss each of the seas in depth as we have been doing. So last week, we spoke about choice, and the week before that, we spoke about clear. This week, I'm going to share with you another C. However, I'm going to share with you first all the seven C's so it recaps and gives you an overall view of what the seven C's are. So they are clear, choice, caring, contribution, creating, change, and connection. And in the chapter, they are set up in form of a tool, which is the conscious relationship compass, which I will explain to you. Right now, as we turn to the page in the book where I will explain it to you. And that's going to be page 62. So the C, though, that we're going to be focusing on today is going to be caring. So just keep that in mind as I'm reading to you from page 62 about the conscious relationship compass. So the conscious relationship compass serves as a pragmatic and systematic tool that allows you to see if your current relationships are functioning from a conscious space. Not only does it assist in generating greater awareness regarding existing relationships, but it also allows for the possibility of creating new, sustainable ones with ease. So the conscious relationship compass is easy to use. You start by bringing into your awareness a relationship you would like to focus in on, and I'd like you to go ahead and do that now. Focus in on that relationship that you're looking to generate and create change with. So focus in on that. And in the book, what it does, it breaks down the seven C's into descriptions, and then you go through each seven C to determine whether or not that C either reads light or heavy for you. If it reads light, it's likely to already be present in your relationship in a conscious way. And if it's heavy, there's some questions at the end that you can ask yourself. And we're going to go through those questions after I read the description of caring. So caring, a display of kindness and gratitude, a loving space with no conditions or judgments. Caring for another in a conscious way invites deeper connection, more allowance, and greater possibilities. So now, if the caring reads heavy for you in this in your relationship, here are the questions to ask. Would I like to change it? Can it be changed? How do I change it? What is possible here I haven't considered? What other questions can I ask that would bring greater awareness? Questions and be with caring in terms of your relationship in a conscious way and see what you notice this week. And next week we'll explore another C. Okay, so now for my very favorite part of the show, as you all know already, and that is the guest portion. So now I would like to formally introduce to you my guest, Gosha Lorenz. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that Gosha is going to be joining us. And Gosha is a healer, exorcist, author, public speaker, and dynamic agent of transformation, positively affecting the lives of everyone who comes in contact with her. She was born and raised in Poland, and at a very early age became interested in holistic health, spirituality, metaphysics, dowsing, and personal empowerment. Gosha always knew there was more to life than what she was told, that we are much more powerful and capable than we believe, and that different skills which enrich life and improve health can be learned. Now, as a certified Access Conscious Facilitator, she works individually with clients and facilitates classes all over the world about consciousness, awareness, energies, entities, empowering tools, and change. So, without further ado, I would love to invite Gosha onto the show now. Hi, Gosha.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me. I am so excited.
I am so excited to have you on, too, and I can't wait to start this discussion about caring and kindness and everything that it contributes to that and all the different things that are around that space of consciousness with it. So I would love to start with you. Anything that you would like to share with the listeners regarding that and what you know?
When you just said that, the first thing that immediately showed up is how much do we care about ourselves, for ourselves? Are we always in a state of caring for others, giving, but not receiving too well? And how much of ourselves, our gifts, our brilliance, our beauty, our light, we are not really receiving, we are not seeing, and how unkind are we to the world when we are hiding all those gifts? So that's what popped when you said what you said.
Wow. And that brings it right back to, if we don't have a caring space for ourselves, how can we show up and really be part of the contribution when we're in that limitation, that by not caring for us, it really impacts the receiving and the capacity to give to others. That's amazing. And I'm so glad that you just shared that with us now. It just, wow.
Thank you. And we so often just so busy judging ourselves and looking for things we haven't done, we haven't achieved, we are not yet, and always looking at others to compare to us rather than really look inside and asking, what is my gift? Why am I here? What am I doing here? How can I contribute to the world? How can I contribute to people around me? And there's such a big space of self-awareness as self-judgment perpetrated in this reality rather than self-kindness, self-care. And I really would love to change that inner world. And I know you would like to do that too, because this is what you've been doing for many, many years already.
Absolutely. And when we don't come from a place of empowering ourselves that we know that we know that we know already, what that does, it ends up creating a dependency on others and things outside of us, ourselves, to seek that information rather than just checking in with what we do know, which is such a caring and honoring space of ourselves, that if we would just do that and or have people around us that would facilitate that, and that kind of goes back to what I was speaking to earlier in the show about having each other's back and or having someone else's back as well as having your own. So if you could have your own back, how much that could be a contribution to everything rather than dependent on someone else to tell us what we don't know or what we know. And that's really more about sympathy and empathy. Those are actually limitations. But what you're speaking of is like this idea of like there's so much greater. And it's really easy to tap into, haven't quite, you know, done that on a universal level yet.
Yeah. That's true. And I just remember when you said that, you know, always looking outside, how disempowered I felt for so many years, most of my life. And I always looked outside for the answers, for guidance, for telling me what to do. And I was always so confused and couldn't decide for myself. And with the years, with ton of self-work and attending different workshops and classes and reading books and having sessions, I started trusting myself more and more. So is that inability to really be kind to ourselves coming from the place where we don't trust ourselves? We don't trust that we know, even though we always know. We don't trust that we can. We don't trust that we're capable. We don't trust that we could create something beyond what we already decided we can create. Like, trust is such a big piece for me. Trusting me is something that I'm still working on, yet I feel so much more confident compared to me 5 or 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Like, what if trust was one of the big keys and big pieces really having that kindness towards ourselves and others as well?
Yeah, and there's this trusting that you can be in the question. Like, I noticed when you were speaking of where there is a limitation, it's usually when we conclude something. And where we conclude something about ourselves or where we've wronged ourselves. So when we do conclusion, it keeps us stuck in that heavy thought, feeling, and emotion pattern that really doesn't allow us to know the truth, that we can trust our space to know that we can choose in any 10-second increment whatever we would like to choose. And that could also be a space. And we're really talking about a space of caring. And it all kind of collides, at least as you're saying that and as I'm present in this moment, everything about consciousness seems to collide together to be able to tap into whatever we require in that moment. So it could be a trusting of our space. It could be a caring. It's a kindness. It's an honoring. It's a loving. It's a forgiving. It's a really, it's infinite possibilities from which we can tap into if we only allow ourselves to go there and choose it and not get stuck in this reality, which is so linear and dense and condensed.
Yes, beautifully, beautifully said, Sarah. It also popped when people are kind of functioning either from the past or from this reality point of views and judgments and ways of being, but not being in a question. You know, we do get entrained from very early on what to think, how to think, what to believe, what not to believe. And it takes us usually a lifetime or half a lifetime to come to the place where we kind of get to know ourselves or trust ourselves more. So
Like if we only chose, and that requires huge courage, actually, if we only chose to function from like, what is true for me, even if that what's true for you will be against like everything and everybody around you and the whole world.
Yes.
Like, what is it that's true for you? What is it that's light for you? What is it that you would love doing? What would make your heart sink and not what you decided or your parents told you should do? And as I said, that requires huge courage to show up in the world with this vulnerability and rawness and just showing up as okay, this is me and this is what I'm choosing and this is where I'm going. And you know, you can either go with me and that's wonderful or you not and it's wonderful too. I'm choosing for myself.
Yes.
So like imagine functioning always from that.
Absolutely. And you know what? I love that you bring that up because that's exactly what I was hoping this platform, this Blog Talk Radio show would provide, that space as a place and space to access exactly that you're speaking of, where in this world, there's not always a place to go to kind of tap into that type of energy. And speaking of energy, really, we are impacted by all these different energies going around all the time. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to clear the ones that are heavy, that do not contribute, but also bring in the ones that bring in that lightness and joy and kindness and caring and be that energy, which is really what you're speaking to too. So I'm so excited that this space is available, like you and I are tapping into right now and the listeners can receive in this right now. That's my aim and hope that this space creates that. And in this moment, we literally are.
We are. We are. And that will be also valid in the future. If somebody listens 5 years from now to this, they will be able to tap into this energy of, you know, when you talk about it, that's totally energy of oneness, us creating with everything around us and being connected to everything around us. And when you started with empathy, that's sometimes seems like a burden or a curse for many people because they just feel too much and everything seems too intense and too much. And I'm not even talking about empathy towards others, like, you know, I'm going to jump with you in your hole and let's see what's going to happen now. It's more like people that just receive so much information and it feels so intense that it's too much and overwhelming. So it takes a little while to get clarity on, okay, what is mine in all of this? What am I perceiving here? What am I sensing here? What is impacting me so much? When am I suddenly sad or irritated? What is going on? So with those questions, like, what is this? Can I change it? Like you just said, like we can really get out of every possible situation in our life if we are willing to stay aware. And how many people are willing to stay aware? Not that many, because the reality is sometimes they're uncomfortable and very intense. But what if we enjoy that intensity and just were like the curious children? Oh, I wonder what's that? What do I do with this?
Love that. And so much of the time, and I love how you describe that, and anywhere that anyone's been wronged for all that too, you know, a lot of times those of us who are sensitive and picking up on everything, it almost becomes like, oh, you're too sensitive or you're too this. It's only coming from a place where the other person's accusing you of what they're doing and that they're uncomfortable with your capacity to actually tap in and to receive so much. And what if it's a gift that you have rather than, let's say, a curse? It's really about you using it to change things and create things and make it, that's where it lightens up when you're in a space of being rather than stuck in empathy where you have to do something with it. And I love how you describe the difference there, Gosha, and share with us a little bit, because we have about a minute or so, or a little bit about energies that maybe people could pick up on that may not be as evident in this reality, but those of us who are aware can pick up on them.
Oh my gosh, such a huge subject. Do we have 3 days to talk about it? Oh no, we have 1 minute.
Well,
okay.
You're definitely going to come back on because I'm going to have you come on. And maybe we could dedicate an episode to that. It probably would, but maybe this could be a little intro.
Oh, and it's nice that it's right before Halloween, so let's talk about it. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, as people with bodies, beings with bodies, we are aware of other bodies and other beings in the bodies. So we receive those informations from people's heads, thoughts, feelings, emotions from people's bodies, if there's any pain or discomfort. But not only we are receiving this information from people around us, we also receive a lot of information and awarenesses from bodiless beings around us. And there's whole wealth, whole world of energies that is invisible, even though it's visible to some. But I haven't met anyone who hasn't sensed it actually in one way or another. Mm-hmm. We all have this capacity to sense those energies. And whether it's dead people, ghosts, or earth spirits, or beings of light, or just energies of the nature, energies of the earth, different energies, sometimes darker energies that can show up. We're all aware of that. And so when you look at the reality of sensing everything around us, people with bodies, and this huge world of energies around us, we really are surrounded by a lot of stuff all the time. So not willing to be aware of that is kind of like, you know, a chicken without a head running around trying to find a way. It's very difficult, kind of impossible,
yes,
to find a clear path when you don't have a head. So I am the advocate of including those energies in the creation, co-creating with them, asking them for contribution, asking them to, you know, you can even converse with those energies. You can ask, is this energy a contribution to me right now? Or is this an energy standing in my way to create something, yeah, or going somewhere? So if we want to be aware of that, we can receive gifts beyond gifts from those energies. And if we refuse to communicate with them, being aware of them, this can cause a lot of problems, also psychological problems, mental problems, and you're an expert on that. But I've seen a lot,
yeah,
of things changing when people open up to those energies and realize what a gift they can be. And
yes,
maybe not, but, you know, awareness is our biggest protection. Awareness is our biggest, you know, way out of the mess,
well,
of this reality sometimes.
Yes, and this, yep, is a perfect place for us to segue. And I will definitely, will you come back on, please?
Oh, my gosh.
I would love to have you come back on.
Thank you.
And I'm going to have you just, we're going to pick up right where we left off on this. So we'll have to make an awareness note to continue the conversation, Gosha. I'm so grateful that you came on. And again, we'll figure out another time for you to come on. But in the meantime, we'll stay tuned.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you, everyone, for listening now and in the future. And it was an honor to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, wow, that was fantastic. Now, I'm going to share with you briefly the question of the week. And the question of the week is, what caring and kindness can you be, know, perceive, and receive in this moment? So what caring and kindness can you be, know, perceive, and receive in this moment? And again, I will be sharing with you a picture quote that you can use. You can upload, download to your phone and anywhere on your computer, just to remind you of the question of the week and be with that question. Again, it's not about getting an answer. It's just about being in that space and see what you notice and see what you receive. Okay, so next week I have the pleasure of having on Tiffany Marie Delight. I love her name. Tiffany is a singer-songwriter, snowboard instructor, rock climbing instructor, model, and world traveler, and she loves living life outside this linear reality. So Tiffany and I will continue to talk about living consciously and bring to you some more fun tools to play with, and who knows what else is possible we can generate and create together. So this show will be airing again next Monday, November the 5th at 6 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. So I would like to close the show
by thanking my guest, Gosha Lorenz, for joining us today, as well as thanking each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I truly, truly couldn't do it without you. Thank you for being here. And I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host and so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. So now go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it all, my friends. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. See you again next time, and bye for now.